Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has been traveling the world for more than 30 years, bringing a unique message of peace. He gave his first public addresses at the age of 3, and by the age of 13, he was responding to invitations to speak in the United States and Great Britain. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. Addressing a distinguished audience at the invitation of the United Nations Association of Malaysia, he recently said, "Peace is a fundamental necessity and begins with each individual. And yes, peace is possible." Through the Prem Rawat Foundation, he also spearheads significant humanitarian initiatives aimed at improving the lives of people most in need. From large cities to remote villages, millions of people around the world come to him for inspiration and guidance. Even as his audiences increase, Prem Rawat's message remains directed to each individual. "If you are looking for fulfillment and peace," he says, "the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help."
Honored guests, it is my pleasure to speak to you this evening on a very profound subject. Now, you've all heard about peace. You've heard about it in many different ways. And maybe this is just one more perspective, but it is a perspective that comes from the heart. Peace, we look at it, we think about it, and we think, peace, yes. Something over here called peace. When I travel around the world and I mention the word peace, everybody has a different reaction to it. And the reaction ranges anywhere from, "Yeah, I've heard about that," to, "No way, it's a waste of time," to, "I am interested in peace." And when it comes down to it, there is the most significant statement. I am interested in peace. I, as an individual, as a person on the face of this earth, not an entity, not a label, not a box, not a globe, not a ball, but a person, a living, breathing human being, whose existence on the face of this earth is priceless, cannot be replicated, cannot be replaced. This is the opportunity that each one of us has been given. We breathe, but we don't realize the value of this breath. We exist, but we don't realize the value of this existence. Till, and this is the most unfortunate part, it's too late. The day it's too late, we know it. We understand it. We say, one more second, one more breath, one more minute. And the wisdom is to know the value of this existence now, while we have it, while we can understand it, while we can appreciate it. Because peace is a feeling. Peace is a feeling of non-duality, a feeling away from doubt, a feeling of me, understanding my existence, feeling in peace, not in turmoil, not in war, not in controversy, but in that serenity of existence. Know thyself. Socrates said that. Know thyself. It is debated, it is argued, it is talked about. What does it mean? Know thyself. Well, you know, in one way it's too simple. Know yourself. Recently, I was in Taiwan. I picked up a few of the Chinese books. I love them. The different fables and different way of looking things. And one of them had a great quote. Knowing your friends is great intelligence. Knowing yourself is great wisdom. Same thing. I wonder if this guy ever met Socrates. I doubt it. But the same thing is echoed. Know thyself, know yourself. Alluding perhaps to a fact that there is more to you than you realize. That there is another chapter here that hasn't been opened. That maybe there is a treasure cove that has not been tapped yet. That maybe there is another room to this villa, to this mansion, to this house that has not been taken a look at. The desire for peace transcends every single barrier. Every single barrier. Whether be it a prison, whether it be a prison, even those who have been incarcerated desire peace. Those sitting on giant hills and mansions also desire peace. Those who have little to eat also desire peace. Peace is one of those things when you're not in it, you don't feel hungry all of a sudden. Because after that bowl of food, I still want to be in peace. I don't want to be in turmoil. The worst war is the war that happens within a human being. The worst war. Because there is no ceasefire to it. You can't just put a stop on it. You can't just put a break on it. You can't just negotiate with one party. And the trouble with the war that rages inside is even if you win it, you lose. Because it's with yourself. And so, who am I? When I say who am I, I'm being polite. What I really ought to say is, who are you? But I'm not here to lay down my wisdom, quote unquote. I'm here to talk about peace. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm not here to teach to you. All I do, I want to present a feeling from my heart to your heart. So then the question comes back, who am I? Who am I? A person who is given an opportunity to exist. This is your existence. And sometimes we forget. We forget what is under process. What is being created here? What is being made here? This construction site is no ordinary construction site. Done well, it will be better. Done well, it will be better and more beautiful than Mona Lisa. Done well and chiseled well, it will be more grand than the Statue of David. It'll be more magnificent than the Sistine Chapel. And who will be the judge of this? Who will be the admirer? Who will be the one who will stand back and say, yep, this looks good? None other than you. None other than you. Then prepare yourself to have those eyes of simplicity that can truly admire the magnificence that is possible here. Then prepare those eyes of simplicity, that heart and that understanding of simplicity, so when you stand in front of that portrait that you have managed to paint, you will be able to admire it. Admiration and simplicity are the guardian angels of this beautiful experience called peace. They are the towers, because without that admiration of what I have been given, of who I am, what I have, how do I begin? What do I write? Because my general in this life cannot be of all the disappointments. It is not a question of being optimistic. It is a question of being a realist. And of all the things that have come and gone in my life, there is one thing that keeps coming and coming and coming every day. And it is this breath. But can I say, it comes. Where it comes from, I don't know. Where it goes, I don't know. And it brings me this gift of life as it comes, as it touches me again and again and again. And if I listen to my heart, it wants to thank because it is touched. Yes, my mind is totally bewildered by my problems, and my heart wants to sing the song of gratitude. Talk about a dilemma. What do I do? Sing the song or complain? What a dilemma. Have you looked? Have you looked within? Within. Big word for people. In our society, we basically build a wall. And this wall is what we call the wall of comfort zone. Everything we can make sense out of stays on this side. And everything that we cannot make sense out of belongs on the outside of the wall and is called mysterious. Mysterious is a compromise in understanding the ununderstandable. So if you want to simply understand the ununderstandable, it was mysterious. How can your life be mysterious? How can your car be mysterious? How can your airplane be mysterious? No, when it comes to these things, we want a qualified pilot up ahead who knows exactly where he's going and what he's going to do, and well-trained, by the way, well-trained, and knows his business, and an aircraft that has been adequately maintained, properly maintained, because we are not going to take any risks. And when it comes to understanding who we are, it's mysterious. Mysterious. I was sitting there in the window looking out the wing, and all of a sudden a part fell off. It was mysterious. Looking at the engine, and then this orange glow came out, enveloped the engine, just completely enveloped the whole engine, and I heard the shudder, and I don't know, everything was okay then, because we were still flying. Mysterious. That wouldn't be mysterious. There I was sitting, and all of a sudden this yellow thing presented itself to me. And I looked, where did it come from? No. That's not how we operate when we come to flying an airplane. One little bump and the knuckles go. We want to be certain. We don't want to live in uncertainty. We want to be certain. And how certain are we about ourselves? How certain are we about this existence? People find this very challenging. I don't. Because I think that when you really look at our basic fundamentals, that's where we need to be. We need to be in certainty about ourselves, not uncertainty. We need to be not caught up in mystery, but know. In no uncertain terms, know the value of this existence. In no uncertain terms, know the value of this breath. In no uncertain terms, know the desire for peace that we carry in our hearts. In no uncertain terms. If I told somebody, please, only use half of your body. I preserve the other half. Use only one hand, one leg. Take the other one, bind it up. Don't use the other one. Close one eye and put an earplug in the ear. Would you concur? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And when we talk about the heart, people go, what is that? That's part of you too. That heart is a part of you too, and have you heard it? Have you listened to it? Have you acknowledged it? Or have you just bound it up and said, well, I'm preserving it? And if you find yourself in that half position, you know, one hand tied up, one leg, hard to go to the bathroom or make a cup of tea, that is no accident. It would be very hard to live this life only using part of you. There is another part, and the part of the wisdom. The part that again and again and again and again in our lives has beckoned us to be in peace. That part that when we find ourselves in total turmoil says, hey, this is no good. You don't want to be here. This is not acceptable. Peace can't be felt. The governments, they try and they fail because there are reasons. And when the reasons become greater than the value of a human being, war is justified. How much do you think is spent for the research of peace? Billions and billions and billions are spent for weapons of destruction. And how much is spent to see how peace can be possible? The good news is, all it requires is a little effort and no money has to be spent. You know why? Because peace dwells in the heart of every single living human being on the face of this earth. That's the good news. It does not have to be imported. People do not have to be lectured into it. Given the opportunity for people to seek the peace inside of them, to look within, and to see that resource that is possible for them, this is all that is sufficient. I have not yet come across anyone who did not want peace. There was a person who wrote me a letter, and he was a political prisoner. And the letter he wrote, and he had been in prison for quite a few years. And then the party that he was with did come to power, and he was promoted to be a minister. So he wrote me a letter. He said, "I just want to thank you for what you showed me. Because even those years that I spent in prison, I could feel the peace within me. So one thing that I realized was that freedom without peace doesn't mean much. Peace, with or without freedom, can still be felt." This is just my personal observation. I would never say to anyone, yeah, you know, you should give up your freedom. No. Freedom is important to every single person on the face of this earth. But as we understand the notion of freedom, combine that with the most powerful thing called peace, and then you have peace and freedom, and that sounds fine. That sounds great. True freedom, true peace, real freedom, real peace. This is what we have to strive for. This is what every human being on the face of this earth wants. Free to pursue their religion, free to pursue their convictions, free to pursue their opportunities, and most importantly, let the heart be free to pursue its opportunities, its demands of peace, of a real life, life of admiration, life of just understanding, life of what is that beauty, and then to admire, to be fulfilled. Anything else is a compromise. We have a fantastic, incredible, amazing opportunity to begin with the fundamental steps in recognizing the need for peace for every person. And then, I think, for the first time, we can begin to see a difference. What will the outcome be? Will there be no wars? I don't know. People will have wars for fun. If they had absolutely no reason, they'll say, well, you know what? Let's have a war. It's called, I'm even fascinated, tug of war. 4 kids from one side of the block will come around and say, well, you know, we're better than you are. No, we're not. Let's have a fight. But I'm talking about the peace that can be even experienced in the middle of the war. What will the world be like if every human being on the face of this earth had peace? I don't know what the world would be like. But I know that every human being would look so beautiful. Because human beings wear peace so well. So well. They're so attractive when they have peace dancing in their eyes. And that is possible. What that would mean, I cannot even imagine. I cannot even imagine. But yes, I am trying, and I will try, and I will try, and I will try, for as long as I can try, to bring peace to people, to each individual. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. Some people come, people listen to me, they say, I've heard this before. Good. Did you really hear it? Or did you open up that incredible valve between the two ears, in one, out the other? Oh, yes, 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 you know, inner peace, that's you know, that. There are more pressing issues. No, this is the pressing issue. The precedent of it was laid long time ago. Know thyself. And until it is accomplished, the full potential of this life itself, the dignity of the life itself, will never be recognized. I'm not here to talk to you about anything new. I'm only here to remind you of what you already know. Because I think if I tell you something new, I have failed. If I remind you of what you know, I have succeeded. That's a good, that's my indicator. Did I do well tonight? Well, did I remind them of something they already knew? And if I did, I did well. If I told them something new, I'll work on it. Because it's not about the new. It's not about the fancy. It's about the good old heart that's always been there. It's about the good old breath that is as old, as long as I remember, and as fresh and new as I've nothing seen so fresh or new. I cannot compare it to dew, and I cannot compare it to the rising sun, and I cannot compare it to a new star, because when that breath comes into me, it is so new that it is incomparable. That's my potential, and I can be fulfilled like you can. We're different, yet we're the same. We're different the way we look, our tastes, but we're the same in the fundamental desire that we all have. We're no different.